You're listening to Idaho Matters here on Boise State Public Radio News. Two Idaho radio stations will pay $500,000 fine after admitting to violating federal law. KIDO AM in Boise and KLIX in Twin Falls aired a political program for a year and a half without telling listeners that they'd been paid to air that program. BoiseDev.com found the show, called Keep Idaho Red, didn't feature disclosures required by federal law, and that the show wasn't included in either station's political disclosure file. So what does all of this mean, and why does it matter? Well, here today to talk more about this is the founder and editor of BoiseDev.com, Don Day. Hi, Don.
Let's talk about the radio on the radio, Gemma.
I know, right? Exactly. Okay. So I want to start with some background. Tell us about this program, Keep Idaho Red, when it aired, what it was about, who the hosts were, those types of things.
Yeah, for sure. The show actually went under two names, Red Wave Radio and then later Keep Idaho Red. And it was hosted by former state GOP chair Tom Luna. You might recognize that name. He used to be the Secretary of Education in the state. And Victor Miller, who was the former chair of the Ada County GOP. Neither Luna nor Miller are in those roles anymore, as the state's political landscape has shifted further to the right. But they started this as a kind of a talk show to have on guests for kind of in the Ada GOP, the Idaho GOP, and they had a whole raft of people that you would recognize. The challenge here is that the show gave the impression that it was produced by KIDO in Boise and aired on KIDO and KLIX, but it wasn't. And the way it worked is the Ada GOP previously paid KIDO and KLIX, which have the same ownership, Town Square Media, to air the show each week. When Luna lost his position as chair of the state GOP, they changed, and Tom Luna and Associates, an organization that he operated, funded the show. But in either case, the stations were paid to run that. Now you might be like, okay, so what? Well, the airwaves we're on right now are not owned by Town Square Media or Boise State University or Gemma Gaudette. They're owned by us, the people. They're the public airwaves. And you think about it, it makes sense, right? It's literally the air over the top of us, and it's radio frequency going through the air. And so the government regulates what can happen on those airwaves. Every single radio station in the country is licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to operate, including this one. And they have a few rules. One of those is that paid advertising has to be either obvious or identified. And so if you're listening to a regular commercial radio station, you'll hear ads. And it's pretty obvious if you hear a Zamzos commercial, right, that it's for Zamzos. And here on Boise State Radio, you have underwriting, and it's a little different but similar, and it's usually pretty obvious. If it's a an underwriting for the Idaho Shakespeare Festival or something, it's obvious that you're being, you know, given a commercial message. But if on Idaho Matters, if somebody said, hey, Gemma, I'm going to give you $100 to come promote my program, and it seemed like it was editorial, it seemed like it was news, and you were being paid for that, the FCC says, wait a second, that's not okay. Additionally, these types of things have to be disclosed in what's called the public file. And this is a little wonky, but essentially political advertisements are put in a file, and any member of the public can go and look. It's actually really helpful during election season because you can see who's spending on what and get an idea of, you know, if Brad Little's spending a lot to be reelected governor or so forth. And in the case of KIDO and KLIX, which were being paid to air these programs, neither of those things were happening. They weren't being disclosed over the air, and there was no notation in the public file. And so Boise Dev reporter Margaret Carmel caught wind of this just about a year ago and did a fairly extensive story on this. And Town Square wouldn't comment. And Tom Luna told us, hey, in fact, he had a fairly memorable quote in the initial story.
This is a good quote, Don.
Yeah, and I should actually pull it up so I get it correct. He told Margaret last fall, quote, I'm telling you that you're not an expert in this, so talk to the experts and ask them. Talk to the FCC and get your answer from them. Margaret reached out to the FCC. they declined at the time to comment. But in the interim period, an investigation was launched. It turns out Margaret may not have been an expert. However, the FCC agreed with our reporting that this was inappropriate and decided to enter into what's called a consent decree with KIDO and KLIX. And this has some kind of interesting implications. They have to pay $500,000. And they also have to take a bunch of steps that affect not just these two Idaho radio stations, but all the Town Square radio stations across the country. And there are hundreds. They operate.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, they operate 350 radio stations just in Boise. Light FM, Mix 106, Wow 104.3, 103.5 Kiss FM, and Power 105.5. All the stations have to basically undergo training for how to do political disclosures.
Okay, so this is the thing, Don. So what people need to understand, right, is really the fact that all radio stations have to have a public file. Right? I mean, this is across the country. You have to have one. We have one at Boise State Public Radio News. It is FCC rules and regulations. Now, with that said, there are programs both on television and radio. There is a television program here in the Boise market that are basically paid advertisements. So explain.
I'll call it out.
Why? Right. So explain why programs like this can air and why there is an issue with the program that aired on KIDO, if that makes
sense.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that a little bit. The show you're referring to is KTVB has a show, I believe, that you're referring to called Idaho Today.
Correct.
That airs each day at 12:30. And as an odd bit of disclosure, when I worked at Channel 7, I actually launched the Idaho Today program as a 5-minute segment. I'm not involved with the show at all, obviously. They expanded it out to a 30-minute show, and it's a hybrid of paid and non-paid content. But if you watch that show closely, they will put a disclaimer up on the screen. In fact, if I turned around and looked at the TV right now, there's probably a disclaimer on it that will say, you know, this segment paid for by, don't want to say a brand, but paid for
X,
by
Y, or
Acme
Z.
Corp. Yeah, it'll say that. It'll disclose it before and after. So they, to my knowledge, are within the rules. The difference with what KIDO was doing was it was the same, essentially. It was a paid program, but they weren't telling people. And so that runs afoul of kind of this idea that when you're being marketed to, you're being given information that you know if it's being paid for. Look, talk radio today is quite a wild place, especially commercial talk radio. And I don't mean just conservative, but there's obviously some liberal talk radio too. And you know, if you tune into, you know, the, I'm trying to think of a conservative, a Sean Hannity show on the radio, you know, whatever he does, like it or not, it's his editorial discretion. He isn't being paid by somebody to do that. In this case, the radio station was being given money to have Tom Luna and Victor Miller come on and talk about these things. Now, there's this other element that I'm not going to get too deeply into, but were the candidates on there were they in line with equal time rules, which is a whole other thing. So,
right.
I don't want to get too deeply down into that rabbit hole,
but
it's kind of this fascinating thing where what should the public be told? You know, this even impacts like Boise Dev. I don't use the public airwaves, right? But I have to be careful with another federal agency, the Federal Trade Commission. And so if we talk about our presenting sponsor in like a social media post, for instance, I can't just be like, oh, my presenting sponsor is so amazing. I have to tell people that they're paying me because the concept is that if you're going to market to people that they know that that's being done. And this is a weird area. You see influencers on Instagram sometimes and you're like, do they really like that makeup or is somebody paying?
Right.
Tell me they like that makeup. We're in a kind of a strange era. But the restrictions on radio stations are so much tighter because Instagram's a private communication network, whereas the radio airwaves are owned by you and me.
And so we should note too, Don, so the fines are not against the hosts at all.
That's really important.
Right. I mean, because I would assume, as Tom Luna said that to Margaret Carmel about she's not an expert, I mean, the same could be said about him, right? And so Town Square Media is supposed to basically be the expert in knowing what they put on the airwaves.
Yeah, that's correct. And you know, I mentioned I used to work at KTVB, and though I didn't deal with this directly, there is a lot of importance placed on ensuring compliance with the FCC's rules, because the fine is one thing, and $500,000 is not insignificant. But each radio station's license goes up for review periodically, TV and radio. And when those things go up for review, they're generally renewed, but not necessarily. In fact, there's some challenges to some licenses owned by Fox Corporation right now on the East Coast based on some of the programming that they've aired. The FCC could say, hey, you know what? You didn't meet the standards. We're not going to renew your license. And then all of a sudden, this asset that a publicly traded company like Town Square Media owns could be completely devalued because they lose their right to operate over the air. So it's really serious business for these companies. And it's really important to say we've reached out to Town Square Media a number of times. They haven't responded to our request for comment. We certainly would love to include that. Obviously, we'd like to know what they say their side of the story is. But this consent decree from the government, this is decree, not degree, consent decree from the government, is something that Town Square agreed to. It's not just like a judge saying you have to do this. It's an agreement between the two parties. And essentially Town Square has said, yep, we're gonna go with this. We're gonna pay this fine, and we're going to agree to these remediation steps in this instance.
Well, really appreciate the reporting on this, Don. We will, of course, make sure that we link these Boise Dev stories on our website as well, or you can go to boisedev.com and read that as well. But as always, Don, appreciate your time.
Yep. Thanks, Gemma.
We've been talking with Don Day, founder and editor of boisedev.com, about two Idaho radio stations fined $500,000 for violating federal law. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed, because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.